Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Leah Garland at Bethany Christian Services in Pella. She's going to tell us about their upcoming fundraiser.
We try to be out there and to be the advocate for children who might not have a voice. And so we do that through working with people in unplanned pregnancies, with men and women experiencing pregnancies, and so we try to help them navigate through whether they want to parent that child or are able to, or if they want to look at adoption, then we help navigate them through that process. We also work with families who are wanting to adopt, whether they want to adopt internationally or domestically. And we do some post-adoptive services and have some post-adoptive therapy for kids and workshops and trainings and things like that for families.
So tell me about this auction and dinner. What can people expect if they go to this?
Yes, definitely. I would say last year was our first time with this event, and other Bethany offices had said that they'd done it and had great success. So last year we tried it, and everybody came away from it saying, that was such a fun time. And so I think what people will see is that you can benefit Bethany, but in a really fun way. We had people of all ages who came out last year. We have a really fun auctioneer who comes out, and we have a live dessert auction. So tables put their money together and say, we'll go up to maybe $1,000, or maybe we'll go up to $800 or whatever as a table for a whole dessert. So it might be a cheesecake that goes for $1,200, or it might be, you know, a cake that goes for $200, but it kind of all ranges of, yeah, on how we get those in. So we'll have people come in around 6 o'clock next Saturday at the Global Pavilion, and we'll have a silent auction set up for people, as well as a social time with some punch and crackers and cheese. And then we'll go in at about 6:30, have dinner that's sponsored by some local businesses, have a program. We have Josh Kalman, who will share his experience as a birth father, and then we also have Will Walker, who's our expectant father counselor. They'll do a short program, and then we'll start off with our live auction and finish it out that way.
I spoke with Josh a little bit during the before the Afraid ride, and his story is very interesting. Tell me about how the program and dinner and auction went last year. How much were you able to raise?
Yes, last year was very successful. As we delved into it, we really didn't know at all what would come, but God blessed us incredibly. And so we raised about $25,000 last year, and we're looking like it might exceed that this year. So we're really excited. People are now coming. I think they're going throughout the year saying, oh, I'm going to save up to donate to Bethany, and we're going to end up doing it this way. We have a lot of people who are saying, hey, we can't come, but we'd still love to donate. And so in that way, if somebody says, okay, you invited me, but I can't come, but I'm going to give a donation in that way, then we'll go ahead and put that bid in towards that table's bid so that they can up their bid by that extra donation that comes in. So kind of a fun little perk to getting some extra donations in that way. And just, yeah, a lot of fun for people who come out, but also a great way to support Bethany.
So what do these funds get used for after you collect them at the auction?
Yeah, great question. About a year and a half ago, we changed our fee structure so that we ended up having pre-adoptive or adoptive families not pay any expenses for our birth parents or expectant parents who are going through the pregnancy and delivery. And so what we did in that, we said all of those expectant parent funds that we help out with rent, with food, medical bills, legal expenses, those kind of things, those are all now raised through donations. And so that was a big chunk that we took then out of the domestic adoptive fee structure, but now we have this large amount that we need to raise funds for. And we find that people really have a heart for that. We felt it was a much more ethical kind of fee structure for those adoptive families, that they weren't then thus just, I think there was a little bit of a disconnect there, that if they were paying for these expenses, it was almost like, I'm going to pay for that, so then maybe a baby is in return. And we did not like that at all. And so now we're able to kind of split it up a little bit and have people really come on board that way.
And adoption can be a very difficult and expensive process. And I imagine there's a lot of really good parents out there who may not be able to adopt because of that process. So this kind of helps them out with that.
It definitely does. And I think as we move forward, we're always trying to look at things how can we do things more ethically? How can we just do things that we're really going to benefit all parties? And so I think this is just one way that we're really moving forward. Another way was bringing on Will to meet with our expectant fathers. That is such an innovative thing that, you know, not a lot of other adoption agencies out there. I think some people are starting to catch on to it, but it's been amazing to get to see what he's been able to do to bring birth fathers or expectant fathers to the forefront and lifelong for these kiddos who may be adopted, and now they're actually able to piece that together back to a birth father who was virtually non-existent a lot of times in the past. So
what does he talk with these expectant fathers about?
Yeah, he's pretty similar to what our pregnancy counselors who meet with the moms do. He's out there just to hear from these expectant fathers to say, hey, you have a voice too. We might have an expectant mom who paints a pretty ugly picture of this birth father, or this expectant father. And that's what's happened in the past, where we hear, oh, he's just a terrible guy. And then we go to meet him and he seems like a pretty good guy. I remember Will's story of meeting this one guy who we had understood from the mom. He was a terrible, terrible guy. And he went and met with him, and everybody in the town knew this guy. He was just kind of the light of this town. And so in that situation, Will was able to give him a voice. And if he wants to parent, then we're going to talk much more about a parenting plan. If he wants to look at adoption along with the expectant mom, then we're going to help move in that direction. But we really want to hear his voice and let him be heard. So.
All right. So one more time, where is this event? When is it? And how can people get involved and donate?
Definitely. It's next Saturday, so a little bit over a week away, at the Vermeer Global Pavilion. Starts at 6:00. We do have to turn in numbers for our dinner, but if somebody is interested in coming out, let me know. The Bethany office number here is 628-3247. We'd love to have people come out. We are still looking for some desserts. We're getting great desserts in from local bakers and businesses and things like that. So if that's something that you like to do, come on out and let me know if you want to donate a dessert. Or we're definitely looking for more money to go into these tables to be able to help those dessert bids go on up. So.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me today, Leah.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brad. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where Leah Garland at Bethany Christian Services in Pella has told us about their upcoming fundraiser this weekend. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.